אנחנו לומדים בכתבי בעל הסולם
We are studying from Kabbalah for the students page 241 article Matan Torah the giving of the Torah you can ask questions on Kabbalah.tv and relevant questions will be aired Love thy friend as thyself Leviticus 19:18 Rabbi Akiva says this is a great rule klal in the Torah.
Ma'amar Chazal haze omer lanu
This statement of our sages demands explanation because the word klal collective or rule indicates a sum of details that when put together form the above collective. Thus, when he says about the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, that it is a great klal in the Torah, we must understand that the rest of the 612 mitzvot precepts in the Torah, with all their interpretations, are no more and no less than the sum of the details inserted and contained in that single mitzvah of love thy friend as thyself.
Meaning that the whole Torah was given in order to attain this rule of love thy friend as thyself. And other than this sentence, love thy friend as thyself, all the rest, in general, all that is spoken of in the Torah is talking about the discernment of this rule. There is no more than that. Everything is in it. Therefore, if we forget about it and are not on the path, in the connection, with the process, the essence, or anything. If we are in directing ourselves towards the attainment of this rule, then we can already talk about what degree, what level, what state, and so on. And all our lives and the whole Torah, everything is directed towards the attainment of this connection, which is called love. Is that clear? Either in a long and filled with agony path, which is natural, or in a short and easy and good path, which is called the path of Torah. One of the two. But all of humanity, from its beginning and until its end, all in all, is in a process of advancement, of development towards love of others. And we can go through these stages with understanding, with awareness, with some exercises, and then we will come in comfortable, relatively easily steps. Relatively, of course, because nevertheless, we need to see the problems and to solve them. We need to learn so that there will be the letters of the work, so that we will be able to feel and understand. We need to have a problem with our minds and to solve it, a problem with our feelings, and we solve it. And so through this, we start becoming more feeling and understanding. So, in order for us to go through this path in an easier and good and pleasant way, we were given the Torah. The question is, you could seemingly reach love thy friend as thyself. This is the goal. Although the goal is love thy Lord, thy God, from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator, that's certain that we're going to reach it. So, if so, we could think that through the path of sufferings you could reach something. So, in suffering you cannot reach anything because it all depends on the awakening on behalf of man. And then it's like with the bad child, which is beaten until he says, I want, You want, okay, you can advance. You advanced to some one step. Again, you don't want. Again, he's beaten until he says, I want. And then he advances. That's the path of suffering. That nevertheless, every step you have the posterior and the for in the face. And in this way, you simply advance in suffering and war and all these problems, and then by no choice you agree and you make some step. According to the torments and the sufferings that you received, you receive as much as that fuel is sufficient for you to run away from the suffering, basically. And this is how you advance. So running away from the suffering is the bad way. And then you nevertheless advance. Only the path is very difficult, and each time, upon each and every point along the way, you need to receive blows until you truly you're lazy and stubborn, and nevertheless you break and then move forward. You run away from the blows. And you receive more and more directed blows until you start feeling that running from what's behind is not enough. I'm already receiving so many blows and I still can't move. Why am I not moving? Why am I so stubborn? Why am I so stupid? When will I learn something? It's like many people today look at the world and they say, well, we're ruining Earth. We're destroying our lives. Why are we playing with all these this conquering and war and hatred? And how do we rid ourselves of this? That's not enough. In order to... You see how... According to what's going on in the world right now, it's not enough in order to make a step forward. It's not enough. Because the advancement has to be towards the attainment of the goal and not running away from the blows like animals. Rather, you need to make the path easier, to get to know it, understand why and for what, and to advance as human beings. Meaning you need, other than the force which pushes you from behind through the torments, you need to develop a force which draws you and attracts you forward through appreciation of what love and bestowal is, adherence, perfection, the Creator, and so on. Until you have that, you will not move. You will not move. You won't be able to rid yourself from the suffering. The sufferings will be greater and greater in order to direct you not only to run away from them, but to attain the greatness of the goal. Meaning, not to think that just sufferings as such in a corporeal level in our world will help us exit. Rather, it's Bnei Baruch will have to come and will be able to be drawn to the good, and then they will be able to make the actions towards the moves to the good. Well, we will talk about this. Yes.
What is the thing that is most shows the can show the way that Bnei Baruch will go out to the world with?
Connection. What's the special thing in it? Light.
What? Will they say it?
They won't say it. They will feel that in what we're doing, there's a blessing. It goes. It simply goes. And that's it. It advances. It comes. There's a certain charm in it. It's attractive. There's success in it. And when others look at us and they do the same, it doesn't go. There's no success. There's nothing. There's great advertisement out there, and everything is all fancy and attractive and everything, but kind of, it's called it's called and it didn't give fruit. Yeah. One God has been infertile and did not give fruit.
You mentioned before that the good path for humanity to advance in general, not just for people on spiritual towards spiritual attainment, is choosing the effort, not just running away from pain. So the connection is the
otherwise,
goal.
Otherwise, how will you? If you don't have the depiction of the goal, if you don't have that form, then you don't you feel it. If you, it's not that you can't advance. You don't have where to advance to. You don't have... imagine to yourself a child that doesn't develop on behalf of nature, but rather he develops from what he sees before him. If he won't see before him, let's say, a three-year-old and he's 2 years old, he cannot advance. He doesn't grow to become three. And no matter how many blows you give him, he won't know what you want from him. He doesn't know. The light from above, which we connect and bring to him as an example, it gives him an example of how a three-year-old should be as an example. And now he says, now I understand. Now he's drawn to it. He understands. He operates his prayer, his reshimo, his desires. So this is... And he's 3 years old. Now, again, give him blows as much as you want. So what? He wants. He wants to run away from the blows. But what to do? Now he needs to see before him an example of what it's like to be four. And without us, it won't happen. Yes.
So we're offering the connection as a goal, not as a means?
No, the connection is a means in order to build the right form of humanity, and in this form it attains its root, in order to connect to its root. And the connection with the root is called filling itself as humanity fills itself with, in short, all of its desires are fulfilled. It's like you have some big container, some big vessel that you're filling in every possible way that it needs. Yes?
So we're going not towards, maybe that's the first stage, but we're not saying that the connection leads us to a happier and more fulfilling life, but it's a life of meaning and purpose.
No, also for the good life. For the good life, the fact that a person won't want anything more than the necessities in corporeality, why is it called bad? Your whole running after things that are more than necessity bring you inevitably despair and emptiness. Because it's not according to your natural vessels and what you receive from others. Because according to your natural vessels, you would just want like animals. Meaning something relatively limited and small. All the rest you attained through your connection with the society. And therefore, it's not yours naturally. I want all the money, all the gold, all the silver and gold, all the things in the world. Where does this come from? It comes from your environment, from the society. And it's not mine. And therefore in them I receive despair. When I start filling these desires, when I fill myself with food, sex and family, well, okay. When I start filling myself with the rest, also with this and also with the rest of the desires, I don't feel full in those. He has 100. He wants 200. Why? Because they're not his vessels. He doesn't feel that he's satiated by them. Only that moment when he received something he wanted and he received it at that moment, and the next moment already he's like, where am I going to enjoy next? And therefore in these vessels especially we feel the despair, depression, the consumption of drugs and other things, because these are not our vessels, and this is what humanity feels today. Especially the revelation of these vessels. Together with these things, the destruction of the nature and other things, it all is connected, but we'll learn more about all of this. We won't even start the article if we continue this way.
George from Guadalajara is asking, what should be the goal for the 99%? Connection among themselves for their own benefit?
The goal for the 99% should be that we're coming to teach them how to connect properly, so that in this unity amongst them they will feel the force of security, happiness. Soon I'll be in Guadalajara. I see him there. Yes. Soon we're going to do a convention there. Well. Yes.
No, amigo.
My question is, if we feel less suffering, is it a sign that we're on the right path towards love their friend as thyself?
If I feel suffering, why am I towards love thy friend as thyself?
The question is, if we feel less suffering, is it a sign that...
That too doesn't say anything. Don't try to guess why you're feeling this way or another. Search for yourself, for the goal, and every moment, whether you're in suffering or not, that's not important. Don't say, from now I'm feeling this because the Creator is arranging it this way or that way for me. That's all speculations.
To continue Amit's questions, we're talking about changing the principal way of how we use our desire instead of caring about our own joy, caring about the other's fulfillment. So the whole of humanity will not come to this state.
All of humanity will have to reach a state of them all, they will all know me from the smallest to the greatest. Next.
If, like you said, in order to build love, we also have, besides the goal, we need some level of pain.
Well, suffering, it depends on what suffering.
Well, purposeful suffering.
Yeah, well, wonderful. Yesterday I was invited to a meal. I knew about it in advance, already a few hours. I didn't eat at all. First of all, I went there, a little glass of whiskey, and then a little bit of a pickle, so that I could feel that I'm ready, and then I came to the meal. Is that suffering or not?
It is suffering.
Just like that, it's to eat something sour.
Well, it's exactly the question. So,
let's say you want to eat chicken and you're given a pickle. Does that fill you?
No, that's suffering.
Well, for me it was pleasure. Why? Because I thought in advance about the meal.
Exactly. Well, so, if that's the case, why... In our workshops, don't we negate each other and contradict each other? And because on top of that, we have to build the connection. And without it, we don't feel anything.
You're lacking disturbances that are coming, that are directed from above, that are known, so that you'll know for sure that you're disconnecting and forgetting. You want to build such disturbances on your own, too?
Well, instead of covering it up and pushing it away, we have to awaken it and stir it up, because it's purposeful. It's like appetite.
the lack for the goal. You need to build out of aspiring for the fulfillment. And you're asking this way, well, if I should work on the longing for the vessel, for the deficiency, of course, work on this, but where does your vessel come from? From the others. So try to unite with the others, and then you will understand how much you are not connected, and then you will have a pickle that, as much as you want, a sour pickle.
First of all, you have to feel the others. If everyone says, we have to connect, we have to unite, I don't sense the others at all.
So how will you feel that you're not connected with the others if you're not trying to connect with them?
I don't sense the others. Who can I try to connect to if I don't feel anything?
So what point is there in developing hatred, which is called redundant hatred, meaning unpurposeful? Meaning, rather, you should try to connect and you will find purposeful connection, purposeful shattering,
connect
purposeful
with
hating, hatred. With the group.
It's not there. What do you mean? It's everyone's
there
like
isn't.
Me.
Well, then ask from everyone. One will help the other.
Everyone's connected, okay. Like one man, everyone's talking about the goal. It's boring.
It's a sign that you're not doing actions for connection.
There's nothing to base it upon. It's like...
No. That's a problem. If you don't feel that there's what to do in connection, there's a problem.
I'm talking about the time of the workshop, for instance. There's nothing to work on connection for. If there are actions to do together, it's a different thing.
In a workshop, you need to see how much you have room for places for connection. When I, especially there, when I throw some question to you, you need to see how you're connecting, especially because the question, it's incidental. The answer is also incidental. Who remembers it from today to tomorrow? But what you attained in the connection, some new special point, remains for eternity. This is called taking a step forward. You don't advance with your intellect, with your mind, and with the right answer. But by the scrutiny comes to you, through the scrutiny, a new connection comes to you.
I never felt a new connection in the workshop.
That's your problem, but I'm telling you, it could be that you're feeling a newer connection in some external action, in some dissemination. It could be in that. I don't know. Where do you feel it?
When there's something common that, even in a meal, I feel some new connection. In a workshop, no, it's like it's empty.
Yes, it's more difficult than in a meal or some common action. It's right. Because here it's the intention. Here the intention is what needs to be connected from everyone. Okay, in such a way we won't finish today. Well, Yuval.
In the connection between us in dissemination in the recent period, yesterday I got message from a friend that I met that public officials are trying to push away the non-profit for saving natural resources out of decision-making processes. This is a process that's happening in society today here. On the one hand, we know where it's coming from. On the other hand, we're in the corporeal world. So what's the right way for us to act?
We don't battle against any, let's say, institute or governmental department, whether it's civil or governmental, it doesn't matter. We do not fight or battle against or for anyone. We only battle against the gap there is between people in order to unite them together alone. Only that. We have one solution for all the problems and troubles. And if there are truly our problems and troubles, I don't know who's right there or not. Either those who want to get rid of something, I don't know, it sounds like it's not okay. But I don't want to even to investigate those things. It's not my thing. It's my thing to draw the reforming light, and it will arrange everything. And not that I should go now and enter into between these offices and those offices, between the contractors and the nature preserves and so on and so forth. They're right and they are right. Let them break each other's heads on that. I'm telling you seriously. It will never help us. We're not allowed to touch on those things. You'll get such things like if you start coming in between a man and his wife, or the students and their teachers in school, or in the street between neighbors and each other, and who and what. There is no solution, only to bring the light, meaning only connection. Do you want a solution? Connection. Do you want for it to be like you think, through lawyers and something else? Go there. That's not me. With me, only one force operates, the force of connection. That's it. Yes?
That's what she's saying. She says we want to unite. They started this kind of petition to gather a lot of people who say they support public officials to push these things. She's saying this is connection. This is it's the same thing.
Okay. Wherever you can connect between them and connect between them truly. They're dragging themselves in the direction of a certain success. You're dragging them to a different form of success, because you see that in this whole quarrel, there's a cause for it, which enables you to be able to work with them and to connect them and make a step towards the Creator, right? So that's how you should work. Okay, that's it. Enough? Yes, Gilad.
I want to continue about the connection between us, actually. Today, we are the third day after the convention, and the convention was very much felt, very strongly. It was like a cloud that enveloped us.
That convention?
Yeah, the Paris Convention. It was also kind of the conclusion of a journey. It wasn't like just coming to a convention. It was a very powerful feeling. Since then, everyone is in dissemination day and night. We're kind of mixed, and it's like one big day. And I think it's kind of different from other events or situations, because there's a big mass of people always in action, in activity. So I want to ask, I don't think the sense of connection has left. It's not like after a convention and we go back to a routine. There's no routine. The question is how to take advantage of this state so that we really keep the connection above us all the time. Only by making efforts between us. There's nothing else to talk about. We do enough actions. We're studying about this in the lesson. We're constantly renewing it. We're adding more and more knowledge to it from articles. From dawn to dusk, we're always immersed in that. What else to do? I don't know. We now have these actions, you know, evening after evening that are, it's very powerful, and we need to talk about it more. People need to know what's happening with other people. It awakens them. It's also, soon we're starting very broad dissemination activities in Sochi and Bulgaria. In both places, big powers are at work. I'll probably have to be in both places for 2 days, not so long. That's it. It's now, as you say, it was actually for the better that we had the Congress first in Macedonia, then in Italy, and then France, meaning it was some sort of a succession, or what?
Yes, it's not like coming to a Congress and arranging and starting. It's like it started, I'm just saying, I don't want to talk in the name of anyone, is what I'm feeling, that the convention really started at a level like we're in the middle of a convention. It's like it didn't start from the beginning. And it also didn't finish because it immediately started, continued with dissemination actions that don't have a beginning and an end.
Right, we're going to hear about many activities of dissemination now from many places, especially, well, there was also in Tallinn and now in Bulgaria and Sochi, and then we also have the conventions soon in South and North America. It's almost 20 days in a row. It's like a series of places. I don't know. I think we're starting from Colombia and then Ecuador and, well, in short, until Chile and then Mexico, Guadalajara, and then New York. At the end, kind of a big strike. So, 20 days of different conventions in different countries. Now, when I go to these conventions, I try to build a progression so that it's not the same in every place. Rather, what I discussed in the previous place is not something that I repeat again. Rather, there's a progression, there's a continuation, so that I'm taking into account that everyone is progressing, everyone is watching it. Those who don't, it's their problem, but I have to advance this way, because I don't build myself towards the specific group I'm in front of. Rather, I somehow direct them in everyone's general direction. And also, I'll tell you that, thankfully, the groups are, the desire is there. Also, it's beginning to be, the understanding and connection begins to be there. So we have these opportunities in front of us, many opportunities. Okay, I see that. Are we going to start reading or not? Gershon. Wait, Gershon. Yes.
I feel like the actions themselves give us the greatness of the action. How do we invert this greatness of the action to the greatness of the goal so we'll feel like we're drawn in the right way? How will we invert it into the lack for the Creator?
I'll just tell you one thing. If we won't make the Creator greater between us, then He will have to grow the lack for Him by suffering, which is already the path of suffering. How do we build that? We demand Him to appear within us, between us. That's what our success relies on. In the moment, you don't feel like you need success more than formal success. Later on, you'll need real success. a transformation in the person. At the moment, you're just putting together a group. Here, there, this place, that place. You're just putting them together and you're writing it down. I brought, 10 more people together, 10 more people here, there. You're putting it as a, you're checking it as a action done, you know. But it's only preparation. It's only a preamble. When you will begin to work with them, to really connect them, to make them somewhat unified, to feeling that this connection gives them something, that they are together like one kli, somewhat, somehow, you'll see that it doesn't work, and then you'll need the Creator, the Light. When you'll begin to work on that, on their connection. For the time being, you haven't really worked on this connection. It's like more like, who wants to come to my group? You know, went out and called people. Okay, fine. So you wrote, you have 10 or 20 or whatever groups. Okay, but what about the working with them? Yeah.
That's my question. You sharpened it, so now what? Where do I go from it now?
Wait. You'll be told what to do.
What wait? I don't want to wait. I want now.
I don't know about the orders of the work. There are managers here. I don't get into it. But I promise you, you'll have to work with people on connecting them and not just registering them to campus courses and study programs and so forth. And then you'll see that you have no power, that they're not hearing, they're not feeling what connection you're talking about. We're already connected. You know, that you won't just come to them and tell them, take your hands up, move your, you know, play this way, that way. You want them to feel it in the heart. In the heart, they don't understand what you're demanding from them. And then you will require connection with the Creator and Light that reforms. And then you'll understand that you can't approach Him that way. You need connection with the group as well. That your lower group you're dealing with needs connection from the upper group, our group. That's where it gets its power from, and you'll be on top. So it'll be like this: the Creator, our group, BB, and Gershon's group. Right? That's it. And so, this is. Okay, actually, this is your group here below, and Gershon here is the pipeline. This is how it works. And this is me. This is the Rav. And above is the Creator. Well, of course, in between there's a chain of Kabbalists and so forth. But in short, that's how it works. Yes?
I understand the process completely.
So this way you will learn from me how to work better, how to work correctly, and you will learn how to be the conductor.
So I'm saying the process completely. Still, I'm going to gather this group that I usually. I don't feel like I need to come to the lesson than I did before. Well, okay, I'm coming. I'm talking about the inner deficiency. Well, now I need to wait until I go through this whole process that you're saying. I can't manage to understand how today I'm advancing on the path of Torah. How I'm not waiting for something to stab me and say to me, oh, what are you living for again? And all.
They will give it to you, mister. They will give you the lack. You won't be able to meet them. You'll be afraid that they'll beat you up or shame you. I'm telling you, you'll feel physically how you're anxious. What will I give to them? How will I feed them? What will I explain to them? I got nothing. All of a sudden, I know nothing. What do I start from? Guys, help me. What do I do? You'll start chasing everyone for an answer, for advice. I'm telling you, that's how it'll be. Then you will turn to Bnei Baruch, and not just you. There are others like you. Who else is doing this work? Let's say Niv's group, right? Or not? Akoka, you're saying. Okay. Yeah, Akoka and others like that. How do you spell Akoka? With the letter Ein or Aleph? Aleph, like this. Okay. So this is Akoka's group. And so forth. And then this Bnei Baruch group will really have the necessity, the urgency to organize this message that has to be sent back in return. There'll be a great lack. And then we'll raise it up together and get help. This is how it works. Well, there's, there are other groups here and subgroups. They'll keep spreading and spreading. You know, that's how it is until we all unite. It'll work. It'll happen. Don't worry. Yeah, that's it. Everything is calm now. Besides Amikam, I didn't let him ask today. No, didn't I? Okay.
When Bala Sulam offered to Bilu, the people who started to establish the country, to
right, because
let's go to the house of Jacob, and we'll go and we'll follow. And they refused. So why did they refuse? Was it the hatred of knowing what it is in the light of the Creator, or would it ruin, instead of Bilu, it will be something else in the mouth? I mean, what's the reason?
I don't know about all your
the house of Jacob. Let's
adages,
go and we'll follow.
But,
so why did they refuse? Why did they refuse that suggestion? Let's add in the light of the Creator. What's the big resistance for this? And this is actually what we're standing before now. As we have come to, and I'm asking.
Okay. Okay, you asked. I'll tell you. It's an essential difference. Who is the operator? What is the goal? What is the necessity, and who necessitates it? It's a difference of heaven and earth. Either we're going to build communal settlements and kibbutzim on this land, and it's in our power, and everything depends on our powers, and that's what we're doing, and that's it. And we don't need to trust any force. We already saw that no force helped us throughout history. And even if it exists, it only causes us troubles. Meaning, if you're saying there's none else besides him, I see what this none else besides him is doing for thousands of years. Meaning it was impossible for them to accept this invitation from Bala Sulam. The goal is not to be connected and build great corporeal life, rather to build this kind of life only to make place for the Creator to be revealed and bring Him contentment, not to ourselves or to our nation or to our families. That's not the goal. That's not the means. And there's no detail in this entire operation that actually connects and works. So this edition, titled By the Creator's Light, or In the Creator's Light, the Creator's Face, doesn't matter, it refers to the light, the Creator's Light, by the light, in short. So this completely changes everything. Also, what it says the children of Jacob, who are the children of Jacob? It's, you know, our people who came from communal settlements in, or not even that, just villages in Russia, and coming here to the land of Israel and settling here. We're talking about the Aliyah of 1890, something like that. 1880, that these are the times. So of course they couldn't accept it.
We talked about the face, about posterior, about suffering, torments. Bala Sulam offers them a path of Torah.
They don't trust that this is how it happens. They trust their own strength, and they're right. They're right. I wouldn't believe it as well. If I put myself in their shoes, in those times, in that condition, so why? If I am escaping the pogroms in Russia and in the Ukraine, mostly in the Ukraine in that time, and what do I need to do here? What, to trust you or your Creator? Look what He did to us. No, we need to build our own society.
So this is what I'm asking. What, through hatred to the Creator, from some faith, but hatred for what He's doing, from the fact that she doesn't understand what it means in the light of the faith of the Creator, or that they love the light of the posterior of the Creator? What's the reason? Where can you put your finger and say, this is the reason why they didn't agree?
They had a resistance to anything that smells like religion. Anything. You don't understand what happened in Russia in those times. They would go into synagogues in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and eat pork in front of everyone, as Jewish people, you know. Because they said, let's get rid of this distorted imagination about some upper force or something like that. It just keeps blocking us, preventing us from advancing. Let's push it away and eliminate it. And according to, you know, the rule, the judge has no more than his eyes to see. They're right. You can't contradict them.
But Bala Sulam himself hated all those religious people. In all his articles, he what makes Kabbalah different?
This is the other part of the sentence. No. This is the other part. To really go by the Creator's light. What does it mean? For them, it meant, you're trying to make us religious and carry out mitzvahs, you know, the mitzvot again, so that we will change our practices from morning to evening, how we walk, how we talk, and so forth. No, we want to be connected to the nation, and that's it. Not your customs and rituals, and we're done with that. It's not for my microphone. So you understand? And therefore, it didn't work. And in their time, that's how it should have been. This also has to do with the opportunist movement after Marx, and there were people in favor and people against, because after Karl Marx, all kinds of other approaches branched out of it that were opposite to each other, different streams of socialism and so forth. In short, it couldn't work.
There's an opportunity to decipher it, because you can't ignore the word in the face of the Creator? On the other hand, why do we realize that the religious people received a certain monopoly on the seeing the face of the Creator? Where can we take from them this...
God forbid, I don't know, I don't have any approach like that. I don't know where it came from.
But you're talking about the fact that they hated the religious, and then they hated the religion.
You're from there?
I came from there. From Rishon LeZion, and the Bilu people were the root from me. But I'm asking, truly, there's a certain matter here which is continuing today too. We're turning to people. Their biggest resistance is, don't bring us, don't cause us to repent now.
Tell you one thing. You're incorrect. You're wrong. It's very simple. Both this group has to exist, and that group, and that group, and in the people of Israel, only by the correct combination between all of the groups and facts and factions, it can work. And don't curse or hate anyone, any part of the nation. You have to bring everyone towards love. Otherwise, you're in the wrong way. So, be well, and with this, we'll conclude the lesson.
One announcement, Inner Keys, the Tel Aviv branch invites you to read, to learn, to study, and to feel tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the evening at Nigal Alon 123 in Tel Aviv. With this, we'll finish and have a great day.
Many, many years ago, we were one big soul. It started spread around the world. We started feeling lonely with a hole inside our heart. Today you see that we can't stay apart. One by one we will join together. One by one let's connect forever. And we will be a global family. Nature's call. We are one living body with one beating heart. It's time to end the separation. It's up to us to start. Ever.